And I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, God the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. I'd like us to think back to the collect of the day, which we read a little bit ago. Generous God, whose life is freely given in Jesus Christ our Lord, as you have opened for us your house of many rooms, so may we make a place for the rejected and unloved, and share in the work of peace through Jesus Christ, the cornerstone. Generous God. All of us here understand the idea of God's generosity, that God has given us life and a planet, a place to enjoy, food to eat, freedom to enjoy here in Canada, good air to breathe. God has richly blessed us. But more than that, God has given us through Jesus Christ the assurance of not only life now, but life forever. Some of you know that many years ago I had a near-death experience. And in that experience, I have an understanding of, to a degree, a small degree, of life after this life. And there is life after this life. And it's a comfort to know that. That someday, those of us who grieve will be united again with those who we miss and grieve for. We also have a sense that this life is not futile, not in vain. We have an understanding about God's love for us. For the Word of God means God's love. That's what the essence of it all is. And we live in a world that sometimes feels dark and crowded and savage, and where people feel cut to pieces by other people and by other nations. But we also, in the midst of all of that, know that love reigns and know that God's love is there for all of us. God is indeed generous. And God resides in each and every one of us. God's generosity is in us. Over 120 years ago, people gathered here in Agassiz and felt that they were led by God to form this community. And this community, known as All Saints, was formed to make sure that that message of love, forgiveness, inclusion, and hope in times of fear, and also the message that we don't have to just be afraid of death, that life lives on. The church was planted here and maintained by people over the centuries, for they were responding in thanksgiving to God's generosity. And we now have received the gift of these people who came before us. Anthea mentioned a person today before church who was here when she arrived 25 years ago, who helped start a prayer chain. That was a generous thing, and Anthea has taken the baton on and now continues this ministry today. And there are many more examples of many more other things that have begun and are continuing now to the benefit of individuals who live here. Part of all of this is coming as a response to God's generosity to us. And now it's our time to return thanks. Once every 3 to 4 years, I preach a sermon on giving. And lucky you, today's the day. I'm not ashamed to talk about money, but I believe that we should not talk about it all the time. So once in 4 years is not much, I don't think. That's like once in 200 Sundays, about. I want you to think about and review your own giving. I appreciate the gifts that you give, and I can tell you that I do not know what anybody gives, and I don't want to know, because I treat everybody alike. From those who give a lot to those who give hardly any. And people give both in money, time, and talent, and all of that is appreciated and valued. But in the terms of money, this parish made a decision at the annual meeting in February that they wanted to prepare going forward into the future. And they said, we need to have our priest here employed at half-time, because when that old guy retires, and it does happen, we want to make sure that we're in a strong enough position to hire somebody else. And it's virtually impossible these days to hire anybody less than half-time. I am an anomaly, and I've been here 7 years as an anomaly, working for less than half time. But my time is coming forward to an end. 2020 will be about my last year or so. I've got about 3 years to go before I take a retirement. So it's important that we are strong enough so that the gifts that we've received from the generations who have been here before us, the building, the community of All Saints, carries on in a strong, purposeful way. And the only way to do that is by having a core of people who give of their time, their talent, and their treasure. And so it is up to us who are here now, and others who are away today because it's Mother's Day and so on, but hopefully they're going to hear this sermon on the air, to start to reflect about their giving. And I've had people come up to me and say, well, what should I be giving? And how come we don't have the big buildings that the other churches seem to have? Well, we as Anglicans are people who are committed to free will offering. We give of our free will, not being coerced at all. I have never and would never and have never asked anybody for a copy of your income tax. I expect by now you've all paid them. If you haven't filed yet, you could be in trouble unless you have a business. But some churches actually demand of you, if you're a member, to give a copy of your income tax return. Unlike the American Senate, I don't expect you to turn in your income taxes. And Donald Trump is the only other one that can go without the tax being put in. But seriously, we want you to give of your own free will. And you give of your time freely, and it's genuinely appreciated. You give of your talent, and the talented people here are amazing. You all are amazing, and you give your talents, diverse as they are in many ways, and also of your treasure. A standard for giving treasure is to look at that now completed income tax, look at line 150, and look at that and say, I will give $1 a week per $1,000 of annual income that I see on the line 150. So this year, $60,000 is on my line. So that model would mean that I should be giving $60 a week. I actually, and I'm not a hero, but I made a commitment to this parish in order to assist the parish in moving, going forward to half-time, because the first year is quite a bump to go from one-third to one-half. I made a commitment that I would give back my raise. And so my own giving is higher than that. But you also have to do it freely. And you know your own circumstances. Only you and God know your own circumstances. So I encourage you to be honest with yourself and say, what should I be giving? And make a commitment to be giving to the parish. so that I can carry on what I've received here at All Saints and make sure that generations to come after me will have a place of worship and of education, a community of fellowship, a place of healing, a place of encouragement, and a place where I know I belong. It's up to you, but it's a suggestion of what you can do as a model. And you may say, well, I can make my total giving that of $1 per thousand per week, but maybe I spread it around a bit. Okay. I mean, it's free will offering. But I want you to think about, how do I return of the gifts that God has given me in generosity, how do I return this to others? So what happens with some of the money that you give here? Well, it obviously pays for the heat and the light. It pays for the insurance, which is fairly expensive. Our insurance per day is roughly $30 a day. And that's standard across the diocese. We're not paying something exceptional. Maybe it's not 30. I see Pam, who has been the treasurer, and Graham, who is the treasurer, going the calculations in their head. But it's more than that. Okay. But it's a fair amount of money. But the money also goes to pay my salary. But more importantly than that, money goes from this parish to a central place called the Synod Office. And that money not only supports the Synod Office, it helps parishes that are struggling both in British Columbia, in the Diocese of New Westminster, but across Canada in the north. We also help people overseas. We are every day feeding about 1,000 people in Vancouver area who are not well off. We, with a number of other churches, are putting in money to help doing that feeding ministry. So there's a lot of things that happens to your giving. We are not a congregational church. A congregational church is one that's just by themselves and that's it. We are part of a family of 65 parishes in the lower mainland of British Columbia who call themselves Anglican, plus a greater family which includes 29 dioceses across Canada, many of them in the north. And our monies that we generate from here goes locally and beyond. And then it also goes overseas. We have a lot of work in Africa. We have a little bit of work in Central America. But we are working around the world. The Anglican Church is the second largest denomination in the world. After the Roman Catholics, we're number two. We have about 90 million people. So our work spreads around the world. So your generosity is not just here in Agassiz. Your generosity is giving thanks for God's gifts around the world. So today, as you receive the sacrament, and as you think about all the giftedness you have, including the giftedness of your mothers, think about, what do I give back in thanks to God for the many giftednesses that I have received? It is a free will offering. And I invite you to reflect upon this and respond in generosity. I want you to think about this one last thing. It's a little funny. Think about breakfast you may have had this morning. A breakfast of bacon and eggs. Or maybe sausage and eggs. I don't know. But the hen was involved with your breakfast. But the pig was committed. So, thinking about your giving, think about your commitment in response to God. May God bless us all as we journey. Amen.